All right, welcome to the show with Emily LeClaire. And today we're testing out beers. So what is this beer?
So it's a New England IPA from Foam, which is a brewery from Burlington. And they specialize in those hazy beers that we drink right now. So it's very fruity, tropical fruit. But in this one, it's a bit different because you have aromas of lychee, papaya. It's a bit more subtle
than
other IPAs. So
cheers.
Cheers.
It is quite good for those of you who are at home. Feel free to get it at your, I don't know where they can get it, right?
Only at the brewery at Burlington.
So you have to maybe drive far away
or
take a plane or something. Well, you can get there.
Yeah, sure. It's only 2 hours away from Montreal. Well, depends of where you are.
Yeah, because people watching are from all over the world, so mostly from the United States.
Oh.
Yeah.
So definitely, it's easy for you to get there.
So let's talk more about your career as an actress, how that got started.
Actually, when I was very young, like 9, 10, 11, I was a model. But as you can see, I'm not very tall. So when I entered the adult modeling game, I was too short. So I got pushed away. So I decided to recycle myself as an actress because it's similar. It's different, but it's similar. And so I pursue my career until now, and I went to a theater school in 2010 and got out in 2010, and since then I'm living from my contracts. So I'm able to live from it and I'm very happy about it.
So you've been on multiple TV series in Quebec.
Yes.
And I wanted to know how you made that possible. Was it very difficult to get those contracts?
Yes and no. Yes, because it's such a small business, especially in the Francophone part of it. So they don't have a lot of money, so they hire people that they know they're gonna work well. So at first they didn't know me, so it was harder to get jobs. But as I was getting bigger parts, they were trusting me more, so sometimes they just call me and say, hey, we have a role, 2 episodes for you. We give it to you, no audition. But 8 years ago, they were not doing that, you know? So it was step by step. So at the beginning it was hard, but now it's easier. It's not easy, but it's easier.
Yeah, for sure. And how does it affect like your visibility, like online? Do more people reach out to you because of that?
Because I'm an actress?
Yes, because you're an actress, yeah.
Not really, I would say. Once, it happened once because I did a Coors Light commercial.
Okay.
And Coors Light is not very close to craft beer people, you know? So I got people were bugging me, but in a nice way. Nobody was mean to me, but yeah. Hey, you're the actress I saw in the Coors Light commercial, right? Wait. But because of La Petite Bière, actually.
So you're more popular because of La Petite Bière compared to the act being on TV and all that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Why?
So in a way, maybe there's like less people watching television than just being like on blogs and vlogs and all that.
There you go.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting for people watching at home. So if you're interested in knowing more about that, where can people find you on social media or your website?
It's actually mostly on Instagram, especially for English content, because I am doing bilingual descriptions of beers on Instagram, but not on Facebook. It's only in French on Facebook.
And where does your love for beer come from?
From my boyfriend, actually,
awesome.
Yeah.
Cheers to him.
Wait, cheers to Carl. So yeah, he introduced me to Belgium style beers first and IPAs too, and and now he's like making jokes because he's saying like, God, like I created a monster.
So now you created this platform where you can speak about different beers.
Yeah.
How is the response like?
people are very happy with what I do because I try to speak as much as I can about craft from Quebec. Because I travel and I like to explore the craft beer scenery, I'm sometimes too talking about US beers, Belgian beers, but I'm trying to focus more on Quebec because that's what the people like, and the answer is amazing, you know, especially on Instagram, people are like, hey, cool, because of you, I bought this beer, or I didn't know that beer, because I'm trying to focus on positivity.
Yeah.
So no beer bashing. If I don't like the beer, I'm not talking about it, and yeah, that's it.
Would you say you're like the only like influencer in Quebec that is speaking about beers?
Pretty much.
That's good though, because you're the only person in your niche.
Yeah, yeah, true that.
So then you would have competitors later on when they're figuring out that this really works.
There you go. But it's gonna be too late.
Yeah. What? So it's interesting that where does it come from where you want to be visible online, like visible on social media and all that? And how did you grow your social media?
At first, it's only started because I wanted to have fun with it.
Okay.
But after a while, I started to notice that it was getting bigger and bigger. And I realized that I needed to brand myself a bit. So I started to put myself more on the pictures because the acting game is like wide, but to vulgarize it, can I say that?
Yep.
Vulgarize it as much as I can is, if, for example, we're auditioning for the same part, they're hesitating between us two, but they're gonna see my follow-up on Instagram, they're gonna go with me right away, because, for example, you have 1,000 and
I only have 700 something, whatever, so.
What?
I only have about 700 followers.
But I'm vulgarizing it super. So there's more layers to it.
Yeah.
But to long story short, is that.
Long story short, you're going to get more contracts than me because you have more following.
And plus, it brings me a confidence.
Yeah.
Because people like what I do. I feel like, not I'm important for someone, but because I'm loved and I'm very happy, but the confidence it brings, I bring it with me in my auditions. So I'm like, I got like an extra glow, an extra shine from the confidence that the beer bring me. I often joke, I joke about it. I'm saying beer saved me from going crazy from the acting.
But now since you've grown your social media accounts, you must be getting so many messages, and how do you deal with that?
I organize my schedule, for example. I say, okay, Monday, I'm answering to all my messages, because sometimes it gets just too crazy. Like, I'm getting anxious. To look at all those messages, so I put a slot in my schedule, and I say, okay, from 10 to noon, it's gonna be answering to my message, because I wanna, you know, I don't wanna answer just like a heart, or, you know, I wanna develop a bit.
It's gonna be easy just to press on the heart, yeah.
So yeah, and people are asking me for a suggestion, people that are visiting Montreal or other parts of Quebec, so I wanna be there for them.
Yeah, because that was my following question, where people are asking you on social media.
Mostly where to go in Montreal for drink.
All right, that's interesting. Also, I wanted to ask you more about acting, since you did like a lot of big parts in a big like TV series, web series. And how do you deal being on the set with other people who are like, let's say they're famous here in Quebec?
It's not as glamorous as it is in Hollywood, for example, because I worked with two Hollywood stars and it was like, you cannot talk to them, you cannot look at them in the eyes. In Quebec, it's like much smaller, it's less glamorous, it's more friendly, let's say. So even with, if you're with Roy Dupuis, he's not gonna be like it's kind of a friendly business, even if it's hard.
So I saw you were on Cigala, it's a TV Sugar series Sammy. With Sugar Sammy, so that's why I was wondering about that, since he's an international comedian.
He was
comedian.
Super kind, yeah, very kind. We were like, it was so funny because it was like 3, 2, 1, and he was asking me, what's my line again? Just before that we were rolling and everything. That was funny. So yeah, we had a lot of fun on that show.
Do you ever plan on expanding out to like the US market?
Oh yeah, sure. I don't know if you notice, but I'm working on my standard American accent. So
yes.
I don't speak like a French Canadian because it's lovely, but Americans don't want it. So yeah.
And how do you get coached for having a certain accent?
Well, it's the tongue?
Yeah.
Tongue placement,
yeah.
Mostly.
Okay.
And it's to re-educate your mouth to go at the right place, because French is all in the back.
Okay.
And English is more up front.
Interesting. I didn't even know that.
But. Oh, yeah?
Like I just speak it, so you know.
For example, in French, we do L like that, mm-hmm. but an English L would be more flat L like that. So
yeah.
I often look stupid, and my boyfriend is like laughing at me when I do my exercise because it's all mouth placement.
Yeah.
You have to re-educate your mouth.
So are you thinking about it while you're speaking, or are you used to it right by now? Or
well, I'm better than I was, but still, I'm thinking about it.
But how was your English before getting any sort of coaching?
Ish. You can watch the, I think it's the fourth episode of season 4 of Being Erica.
Okay.
And I was playing a French-Canadian exchange student.
Okay.
I was speaking like that, you know, like the typical Quebecer, you know, with like a super strong accent.
Interesting. So, so basically anybody can change their accent.
Yeah.
There we have it. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, lucky you. I wish my English was more fluent like yours.
Well, I mean, now I can maybe work on my American English, and I haven't.
Yeah.
You know.
You're going to be international.
Yeah, for sure. So, one final question.
Yeah.
Since you do plan to go like international and all that, how do people react to that when you ever share that goal with people? Or how would people usually react if you tell them, yeah, you know, I'm going to be a star in Hollywood, and I'm going to be doing this and that. So you're like basically giving them like your kind of your vision board in life.
I try to keep as secret as I can.
Okay.
Because, why?
You'd rather do it than just say, talk about it, basically.
There you go. Ouais.
That's
there
good.
You go. I prefer to, in French, we have an expression that says, prêcher par l'exemple.
By example.
Repeat that?
Lead by example.
There you go. I prefer to do that. Just live my life and do what I do, and people get inspired by me and do their own choice with their lives. That's point.
That's great because, so many people talk the game and they don't really achieve anything.
C'est ça.
That's pretty good. So, like I said, we're just going to repeat where people can follow you on social media, but thank you so much for being on the show.
All pleasure is mine.
Finally, sorry about that.
No problem. So, you can reach me on Instagram and Facebook. I am more reachable on Facebook because, as I said earlier, I got my notification on Facebook, but not on Instagram. So
I have one final question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because you did La Petite Bière for your blog, right?
Mm-hmm.
For people to know you with La Petite Bière.
What?
So why did you decide to do La Petite Bière opposed to just your full name? Like, people know my name for like Antoine Araldi, and I don't have anything else. So people can associate more to my name and to who
I
am.
It's true.
Because when I followed you on Instagram, I didn't really know the person behind the account kind of thing.
I understand.
Yeah.
Actually, I took a class before opening La Petite Bière, a social media class on how to manage your social media so it grows faster.
Yeah.
And my teacher was saying that you shouldn't do that because for references, when you Google someone, like the keywords you're using, if they type Emily Leclerc, La Petite Bière is not going to come out.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Okay.
So. I know it's not good, but I'm a Gemini, so I need to have two personalities.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought it was interesting because I was just like, I'm following this account. It's a good account. Then I just wanted to know who the person behind the account is kind of thing. So I just like, there's some sort of like mystery behind it.
Yeah.
So anyways, thank you so much for being on the show.
All pleasure
and
is mine.
One final cheers.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm.